dance hall was a big floor with springs under it.
Uh-huh.
And the floor, you could see, the stationary, you could see the floor go up and down a little bit with the rhythm, you know, just everybody more or less took to the rhythm.
So fun to dance.
You could, there was a little piece of old kind of canvas there,
uh-huh.
And you could just see the wind and make that little canvas just move a little bit. You could see that.
Let's see.
What about your bottle of whiskey?
Well, is this on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I went to the dance one night. And
it was Prohibition Day.
Yeah. That was when they had bootleg whiskey, you know, and all this, that,
moonshine.
And that. And I hung my coat up on the stage.
Uh-huh. There
wasn't any place to hang your coat, so we put it up there, and when I went and got my coat and put it on and started going outside, I felt in my coat pocket, and there was a pint of whiskey, and it was about 2/3 full, and I didn't know what it was, so I brought it home, and I still have it. It's up in the attic, and the stuff was so stout it rotted the cork, and so I put in a new cork, and I don't know how long it's going to last. I never did drink it, though.
Any haunted houses around here?
Well, the basement down here, as far as our grandkids are concerned, is haunted, because they think there's a monster down there, and even to this day, some of those kids are 15, 16 years old, and they still hate to go down the basement alone when, if it's dark down there. So,
crazy that there were barillas down there.
Barillas. Any ghosts?
Huh?
Ghosts?
Well, I guess a barilla's a ghost. I don't know. But the kids, I don't know. There's something wrong down there. They just won't go down.
Even Amy will want someone to go with her to go get potatoes.
Huh. How about
that little room down there where he got her potatoes? Or
uh-huh.
Do you know?
Uh-huh.
Amy won't go down there. Now, and she's 17.
How about when you were young? Were you scared of haunted houses around? Or?
No, I never was scared of that. And then when I got to a little older, then we had to tend water all night. You'd go walking down through the field, and sometimes you'd step on a pheasant or run into a skunk or something like that. I have backed away from skunks and that. Used to carry a lantern lots of times. And when you step on a pheasant and it flew eyes out in front of you at night, that kind of scares you. But I never was scared of the dark, though. I remember one time I was a kid, and I went from our house to Grandpa's house, which is over here,
uh-huh.
where I showed you this morning. And by golly, there I saw something right in front of me. I was running and stopped, and it was a bull. I don't know why. I guess I'd run right straight into him. That kind of scared me that night.
What do you say when you're really frightened? Or what?
Oh, no, don't ask.
Huh?
Well, if you were scared of something, what would you say? Anything?
Well, I didn't say, I was all alone that night, and I don't know what you did. I don't remember ever saying anything when I was scared.
How about if you're angry?
Well, I don't know that either.
One time, there was a couple of summers that we had young kids when Barbara and Marilyn were just in their teens, you know.
Uh-huh.
And these kids would come every Sunday and frankly every night. And Grant was always he came on card, he chased that kid all over and killed him.
If I'd have caught him, I don't know what I'd have done for him.
But he had, you know, he was always teasing them, so they.
Yeah, but doggone him, poured water in my ear.